George, how you doing? Good. Looking good. I like your shirt. Louise, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. All right, good morning. This is my last day of a wonderful stay here at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. I've been here for exactly 1 week. I got here last Wednesday, late in the day, and I have spent every night here. I've eaten every meal here except for Saturday lunch and Sunday lunch. Those 2 days I left for a few hours. Had personal business and some family matters on Saturday. I left the campus for a while, and I left the campus on Sunday because I needed to go up and give a speech to Boy Scouts, Order of the Arrow, that I committed to many months ago. So I came back right back after each of those. Taken all my showers every day in the showers here. I've drunk in the water from the sinks as well as other sources. Well, and I've had a great time with our veterans and staff. And let me say something. These folks are awesome. These are our heroes. They're the reason America's the greatest nation on earth. I love our veterans, and we have had such a wonderful time together. These folks are fantastic. We've had great visits, great chats, great playing of games. And I tell you, I don't know if Greg's here. I don't see Greg. Yes. Oh, there he is. Do not play him in Connect Four. Do not play Greg in Connect Four. I tried 8 times to play him. He crushed me every time. Unbelievable. Good grief. He is good. Watch out for that guy. But we've had a wonderful visit. The veterans are fantastic. But let me tell you something else. The staff here is outstanding. The medical professionals. Not only are they top of their profession in medical care and medical knowledge and expertise, as well as maintenance expertise and other types of professional ability, they are a loving, nurturing, extended family for the veterans who live here. This is a special community. This is not just an institution. This is just not a collection of facilities. This is a home, a true home, with an extended family of veterans and staff who love them and care for them just like their brothers and sisters. This is a very, very special place, and it's been an honor for me to be part of the family for this past week. Now, I came for many reasons, but the primary reason is there have been those around the state of Illinois, in the press and in political world and others, who've called for this place to close, okay? And some have still said that they think that should happen. That I came here because I wanted to make a judgment for myself. I didn't want to just rely on other people. I just didn't want to hear testimony or just various opinions. I wanted to come for myself to see firsthand the nature, the fundamental service in this facility. And let me be crystal clear. I do not support closing this facility, period. And let me go beyond that and say, I would be delighted. I would be honored, proud, no hesitation whatsoever to have any member of my family come and live here. I would love to have that. So, now, we have challenges. These facilities are old. They need to be invested in. They have not been invested in for decades. We need to take action. And we had a crisis in 2015. We had a significant outbreak of Legionella infection here on the campus. Our team took strong, aggressive, decisive action to deal with the outbreak. Immediately implemented a water plan, immediately brought in the experts from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, immediately brought in experts from our Department of Public Health. These are some of the most knowledgeable experts in America. designed a plan, implemented that plan, and dealt with a crisis immediately, very effectively. That said, we have new protocols. We have heating of our water to kill any bacteria in it. We have flushing of our pipes on a regular basis to clear out any potential contamination. We have very aggressive chemical treatment of our water. And we have constant dedicated monitoring of our water, testing of our water basically 24/7. And we have very aggressive, even beyond what the CDC recommended, not only water treatment, but also monitoring of our residents to check on their health. We're checking for their temperature literally every 4 hours, because if there were an infection, we want to catch it immediately. We do not want any chance of it expanding further in a resident without us taking action. And I experienced that firsthand. My first day, I had my temperature checked every 4 hours. It was an experience, I'll say that. I had my blood pressure checked too, which is, I won't tell you about that story. I tell you, you know, I even had it at night. They come in at night to put a little thermometer to your head and test you. Every, you know, midnight, 4 a.m. So that's an experience. But you know what? It's because we care so much, and we want to eliminate every possible risk and take every opportunity to provide service and healthcare immediately whenever it could be needed. And this is outstanding service, above and beyond even what the experts called for. Now, that said, we had some Legionella infections in 2016, a year later. Dealt with them aggressively, got the CDC back in, got the experts back in, talked more about what more can we do, what else should we be doing, and we enhanced our flushing system. We modified our heating program. We tested our chemicals and took additional recommendations from the CDC and implemented those. Always doing everything that was recommended by the experts, the national experts from the Center for Disease Control and here at our Illinois Department of Public Health, world class, and took immediate action then last year. Again, looking to continuously improve the services and the quality of life here for our veterans. And then this year, we had some more cases. Nowhere near what we had 2 years ago, but a few more cases. So again, we brought the CDC in. Again, we brought in the experts. What more can we do? We want to continuously improve. We want to do everything possible to keep our veterans safe and healthy here and protect their quality of life. And we've gotten, now at our request, the CDC has issued another report. We just got that here in the last 2 weeks. And we are now implementing their recommendations in that report. Now, two key elements of that report stand out. One, they strongly encouraged the turnaround time for testing for Legionella in our residents to be very quick, not 48, 72, or four days. Our staff had been requesting the local hospital to do that. There were some challenges, didn't happen. But I'll say this right up front. I went over to meet with the leaders at Blessing Hospital on Monday, and they committed that Blessing Hospital will now do the tests on site, not send it out, and we will get the tests back within a couple hours for here for the Veterans Hall. But as some of you heard yesterday in the testimony, we're not only going to have quick response here now, right down the road, Blessing Hospital will now get the test results back for our residents within a couple hours, not 4 days. Which is wonderful, but our Department of Public Health is going beyond that. We want to have quick turnaround for any situation of Legionella in the state of Illinois, and we are going to have the capability in our Department of Public Health statewide to deal with any Legionella outbreak anywhere in the state. And we announced that capability yesterday, which is another great step. The other recommendation that the CDC made, and it wasn't definitive because it has pluses and minuses, but they said you might want to take the extra step of now going to extra filtration, putting filters on the points of use, the water faucets themselves. So we will be beginning that process and testing it to make sure that it's effective and functioning the way the CDC recommends that it work. And that process will be beginning here in the next couple weeks. Now, we have developed, I'm here to not only say thank you, not only to experience the quality of life here, which is wonderful, but to develop a strategic long-term plan for this wonderful home. And that has a number of elements to that. First, we want to stay in an aggressive mode of continuous improvement. We want to work every day to improve our procedures with a goal. Here's our goal: 0 instances of Legionella infection. That's our goal. 0 instances of Legionella infection. So how do we do that? There's 4 parts to that. First, continuously review our water treatment processes. Make sure we're using the very best available chemicals. We're exploring new technologies, and I've learned while I'm here about copper-silver ionization. I've learned about other technologies that are newly developed that we may want to bring here to make sure our veterans get the very best. So we're going to be updating our processes in treating our water, modifying wherever appropriate, number one. Number two, we are now, the CDC's report said, we've done a great job. The CDC expert said, we've done everything that they've recommended, everything that every public health expert recommended. We've done a very good job, but there's still some risk. There's still some risk. There's Legionella in our environment. Our goal is to take away that risk if at all possible. Our goal is 0 risk for Legionella. And one of the things they said is that risk can continue to be in large, old, complex water systems. That's just the case. So what I've determined being here and living here is, okay, let's take it to the next level. Now let's fundamentally change, replace, and upgrade our water systems for this campus. So invest significantly in the piping, new water systems, latest technology, latest material for the composition of the pipes here on this campus. So that's the second step. And we will be implementing that very quickly in the coming weeks after review. The goal is latest technology on materials, latest technology on water flow. We do not want any places where any water can be standing for any period of time. And we want the best technology to minimize any chance of what they call biofilm, material to build up on the walls of any of our piping. So that's the goal, and we will begin that process right now. Because that's the next step that we can take to get to the goal of 0 Legionella bacteria anywhere on this campus. Third goal, and I've had some great discussions. I went over, I met earlier in person and then talked on the phone several times with the mayor of Quincy. Quincy has outstanding leaders. The mayor is fantastic, and their leadership for the city is wonderful. The mayor and I are talking. The city is a very important partner for this wonderful home, and we've talked about several things. One is whether the campus and the state, as well as maybe the federal government, could partner with the city to improve the water source itself. Right now, we all get our water from the Mississippi River. That's where our water comes from. Well, surface water has more chance, some probability more, of having Legionella wash into the river from the soil or from a storm or from other circumstances. It's also on the surface where it can be warmer. It can be warmer there as opposed to source of water from an aquifer down deep in the ground where it's cold. 24/7, it's 50 degrees or 55 degrees, and where it can be filtered from sand and other rock material. So we're going to explore. We don't know yet, but we're going to explore whether there's an opportunity to change the source for our water itself to a source that maybe has somewhat less probability of having material, a bacteria in it, or the chance in a future storm like we had in 2015, the summer of 2015, massive storm knocking down trees, exposing soil that flows into the river, and then it dramatically increases the existence of Legionella in the river water. We had Legionella outbreak. It wasn't only the Quincy home, veterans home that had Legionella outbreak in 2015. There were others around. Hannibal, Missouri had a death from Legionella in the summer of 2015, et cetera. They get their water from the Mississippi River as well. So we're going to explore water sourcing. And the mayor and I have also discussed, our engineers believe that we want to treat our water as aggressively as we can and have different material in our pipes, whether we could work in partnership with the city to have our treatment, our special treatment for the Veterans Home, implemented right at the water plant for the city and have a direct pipe, possibly, of the latest technology PVC material coming from the water plant there with our special treatment coming straight to the Veterans Home to change the nature of the water supply there in partnership with the city. We're exploring that. No guarantees yet of what we will choose to do, but we want to leave no stone unturned, and we're going to explore changing that element of the water source. Okay. Well, it's good. And then finally, and very, very importantly, we need a strategic plan for the rooms themselves. We want the plumbing to be modern and world-class. We want to reduce the risk both in our water supply and in our plumbing. But we also need to look strategically at the rooms themselves that our residents live in. They're good, but most of these homes are decades and decades and decades old. And the technology has changed. The needs of our veterans has changed over the years. The level of intensity of nursing services has increased. And more veterans coming to homes like this have other needs, mental health issues, other needs in their circumstance that we want to provide, because we want the best for our Illinois veterans that we can possibly offer. And we want the latest technology at how rooms are designed, how the layout flows, where the nurses' stations are, the support in the facilities itself for our nurses. We want the best of the best here at the Quincy Veterans Home. So we're going to put together a committee, a task force, a team, whatever word we want, of experts, and look at the capital needs to invest here in the home, in the rooms, in the buildings themselves. And everything should be on the table. Every option should be on the table. I personally think one of the things we should look at is building a major new home, brand new building here that has the latest technology, the latest layout, the latest capability, and where all the residents can be together. And the wonderful professional team here can be together and help each other on a scale where we're all in one place. I believe we should evaluate that as an option. I personally think that could be very attractive. But we'll also look at remodeling and upgrading existing buildings. There's certainly been discussion about that. And we've got to look at what serves our veterans the best. What gives our veterans the best quality of life, the best health care, the best support services we can possibly give them. Everything should be on the table. But I don't want to take months and months and years to think about it. We want to move aggressively, thoughtfully, lay out a plan, and then implement it. And the wonderful thing is we have commitments. Senator Durbin came. I was very glad that he came. I met with him when he stopped by. We got his commitment to get federal dollars for us. Legislators yesterday committed to state dollars for us here at this home. That's wonderful. And we will leave no stone unturned to arrange the financing of whatever we need to get the best for our veterans here. We will go and get that money and bring it here to invest in high-quality residences for our heroes. And this is what we'll do. Now, time matters. We've got to move quickly. As has been said, we're not in a mode where there's zero risk. We know that we're not down to zero risk for Legionella, and the Legionella risk comes when hot weather comes. That's when bacteria can most readily breed and expand, and that comes in kind of the July through September, October range. So we want to be moving aggressively as we can. Obviously, building a brand new facility, that takes some time, but there's, you know what, the journey of 1,000 steps begins, you know, with a single step. We've got it right now. Let's figure out what's the best thing for our veterans, lay out that plan, and implement it. And now that we have commitments from the funding sources, this is a perfect opportunity. So I will be working with our committee to design the new investment plan, whether it's remodel or a major new building. I will be working with the mayor of Quincy. He's fantastic, to explore our options for our water system. I will be working with our engineers. Dave Clifford and his team are outstanding. He's brought in world-class folks to make sure we are aggressively updating our water pipes and our plumbing systems, and we can begin investing in that in the coming weeks and several months, and we will be doing that, and working with all of you on our processes and procedures to improve our systems. You know, every organization that gets to a wonderful place has a goal of continuous improvement, striving. Nothing's perfect. Nobody's perfect, but we got to work every day to get better, every day to find another way to improve, continuous improvement. That's what we're dedicated here. That's what we've done here since the outbreak in 2015, and we're going to be continuously working to improve every day to keep our veterans safe and healthy and well-supported so they have high-quality lives here in this wonderful, wonderful community. So thank you all. You know, I've come here to visit the veterans' home every year that I've been governor. I will be back again soon. I look forward to visiting many times in the future, again, to say thank you to our wonderful heroes and our incredible staff, but to make sure that we're moving and making progress with the goal of zero Legionella exposure for our heroes. Thanks very much, everybody. I appreciate it. We open up to questions. Yeah, Dave.
Thanks for having us, Joe. Can you refresh me on how we're going to pay for these improvements that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, the good news is we now have a focused enthusiasm. I'm losing my... I don't know. Okay. Well, the sources, I believe, will be federal. After my discussion with Senator Durbin, I believe they'll be state, and there may be other sources, too. I also want to work with philanthropists and businesses who may be willing to donate various both financial resources as well as technical capability.
I mean, a capital plan's hard to do. I'm asking for some specifics.
Well, we've got to work together to develop the specifics. We're not ready to have a dollar amount yet. We will have multiple proposals on dollars, but we've got to develop the specific request for the funders, and that's what we're going to develop very quickly.
Governor, you said that you don't want to take months and years to make the needed improvements here. One of the biggest criticisms from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle yesterday was that you should have already put forward a comprehensive plan. Why did it take you so long to begin this process?
When we started this, there was not a belief that there could be a there wasn't a way to maybe get to zero Legionella with aggressive water treatment. So that's why we got the recommendations from CDC, we got recommendations from Department of Public Health, and we implemented every one of them immediately and quickly,
but
and we brought it down.
Overhauling the water infrastructure and perhaps building a new building, why not launch that process months or even years ago?
Well, there's been requests here for many, many years. Here's the point. We needed to fix a problem immediately, and we did everything every expert called for right away. No hesitation. Every possible recommendation we implemented immediately. All of us believed that we could get the Legionella completely out and take the risk down to virtually zero or darn close by doing that. But it's clear that even though we've done everything exactly as recommended, we've taken every step, we've still had some cases. And our goal is zero cases. And now we know we need the next step is replacing all the plumbing.
Governor, you mentioned that starting today or soon or immediately that you're replacing pipes. Is that the entire pipe system? And when?
That's the goal. Over time, we want the entire plumbing to be replaced.
So that process is in effect now?
Well, the plan is being developed now to do that. The commitment is to do that.
Now, also from the hearing yesterday, they said that Director Jeffrey said the risk of perhaps doing that might add some risk to the Legionella getting out there. Is that something you're considering?
Absolutely. That's why we got to decide how the phasing works. I'll go into a little bit of the detail with you. Do you rip out existing plumbing and replace it with new, or do you build a parallel system, leave the existing system in place, but build a parallel system that does not connect at all to the existing system, and then turn that on building by building, as an example? There's different options that we're going to pursue. That was a great question. That's exactly what we're going to evaluate.
Did you reach out to the families of those who died in the 2015 outbreak while you were here?
I've talked to many families while I'm here and visited with it. Many have come here, and I've talked with many families while we're here.
What do you think should happen to their lawsuits against the state for neglect?
Well, I'll just say this. The fact that we've had veterans pass is heartbreaking to me, and I'm personally committed to doing everything we can to keep our veterans safe and healthy.
Should the cap for their damages be lifted above $100,000?
I've heard that that's a proposal being made now, and I'm certainly, I personally look forward to discussing that.
Governor, your critics have pointed to your stay here and called it a stunt, called it a gimmick. How do you respond to that?
Well, you heard what I've done. This is about major decisions for the quality of life for our veterans. And I want to make sure I'm not only relying on others on this critical decision that I'm here. And I know this facility now very well, and that's my goal.
This is not a stunt. This is not a game.
Not at all. This is about making decisions, and I want to make sure that I have a significant voice now going forward. We're going to make major, major decisions for these veterans, and now I'm in a position where I know firsthand exactly what's going on here in every building.
Faith in the jobs of Directors Shaw and Jeffries?
I do. I think Director Shaw and Director Jeffries have done an excellent job. I'm very proud of their work, I look forward to working very closely with them in the future. They are dedicated professionals, dedicated to our veterans, quality of life, dedicated to the health of everyone in the state of Illinois, and they've done an excellent job.
What did you learn from the residents who went through this? What did they tell you about? What was it like for them?
Well, you know, that's great. And so you could visit with some of them. I hope you do. What I heard primarily is from the residents here is how much this home means to them, how much they love it here, how much they love their caregivers, and how much this is not just a place to stay. This is home. And this is extended family. Other questions?
How's the food, Governor?
I'll say this. Mostly very good. You know, my mom used to accuse me of being a picky eater, but I'm so you know, I didn't always eat all my beans or whatever, but I, you know what? The food is very good.
Governor, what other testing did you subject yourself to in addition to a 4-hour temperature, blood pressure? we need a healthy governor. We're going into making sure that you remain fit.
I did. They actually offered to give me the full, complete physical. I didn't do that. I did parts of it. They did say on what they did check that I'm in pretty good health. Partly in seriousness to your question, Dave, I did go in. I don't go to the doctor very often. The only medicine I take is aspirin occasionally. But I went into a doctor and got a physical about 9 months ago, and they said that I'm the one of the healthier 61 years old they've ever checked, so I felt good about that.
Well, you know, who's counting? But no legionnaires for the governor.
Well, you know what? What we want is no Legionella for anyone here on this campus and anywhere in the state of Illinois.
You were asked before about whether you had a moral accountability for what's happened here for the last 3 years. And the morning after you spent a week here, if you could revisit that, I have that question about, do you feel, with this new plan, do you feel this moral accountability for what's happened?
I am personally committed, and I work every day to enhance the quality of life for the veterans of Illinois. And we have a dedicated team of professionals here on staff at the Department of Public Health and the Department of Veterans Affairs, dedicated to the quality of life and the health and the safety of our veterans. And I'm personally committed. It breaks my heart that we had the outbreak in 2015 and that we've had some cases since then. And we will never rest. We want zero cases and high quality of life here, and we will do everything necessary to accomplish that.
But the buck has to stop somewhere. And where does it stop? Here, in this case.
All of us together will solve this problem. And I am personally dedicated 100% to leading that charge and make sure that we have taken every possible step to protect the quality of life for our veterans.
How do you navigate the political realities of getting the resources needed to make these improvements headed into an election year where your opponents have attacked you for your leadership on this issue?
Well, so politics is, leave that aside. When we needed to take immediate action after the outbreak, I and our team was able to cobble together $6.4 million and get the water treatment facility upgraded immediately. We found a way to do it, and we're going to find a way to do it now. It won't be easy. But I'm very grateful that Senator Durbin has now, he's come, he's finally come, and he said that he'll help get federal dollars, and I'm going to hold him to that and work closely with him. We have legislators who've now said that they are committed to getting the dollars, and I'll hold them to it, and we're going to get it done.
If someone else gets sick in the meantime while you're making these changes, what's the plan, and would you let the public know that there's some, you know, still issues going on?
Well, we have let everyone know that we've had some Legionella infections this year. We had them last year, and we had a significant outbreak in 2015. We let everyone know that. We will constantly communicate. We will constantly vigilantly test. We are the only facility really in the state of Illinois and really around the United States that's really testing as aggressively as we are, and we will keep that up because our goal is zero instances, and we will never slow down our efforts to get it to zero cases.
Governor, there was some criticism yesterday coming out of the hearing about the late notice, how long it took to notify the public and notify the families after 2015. Is there a commitment now from your administration, if there are any cases that crop up or deaths that crop up, to make notification in a much more timely fashion?
Yeah, so I've heard the answer is yes. We want to notify exactly quickly and appropriately. But I'll say this, our team did exactly what they should have done, exactly when they should have done it. The first issue is to notify the residents and the staff, because this facility is the first priority. And that's what we did. That's what our team did in 2015, and it's done since then. Then obviously we want to communicate with the general public, and we did that, but we don't want to go talk to the general public without knowing the facts and the circumstances, and they got that, and then they released it. One thing that hasn't come out much, and I think it's important for maybe some of your viewers to know, this Legionella is not like influenza or I don't know, some other infectious disease, plague or whatever. It doesn't pass from person to person. It doesn't pass from a member of a community to another member of the community. It comes from water, inhaling water mist or water vapor directly. So it's a different process than a standard in infection that could go sweeping through a community from person to person. That's important, I think, for some of your viewers to understand.
Governor, you talked about creating a task force. Who would be on that task force, and when will it start?
Great question. So we want advocates for veterans. We want healthcare professionals, national experts. We want legislators. We want members of our administration. We want community leaders. And we want healthcare professionals who really know the latest technology for improving life and safety for our residents. And those are the types of backgrounds we'll get on the committee. We'll be putting that group together in the coming days.
Governor, can you respond to criticism that your mandatory veto of the trailer bill on education would throw the new school funding formula into chaos?
Yeah, I heard a report about that, and that is fundamentally wrong. That's just incorrect. The funding formula will go forward. What we need to do, though, what we found that bill had some, the original bill had some inadvertent problems with it. And my mandatory veto is seeking to change those. And there's plenty of time for the legislature to take up the issue that I raised. It was brought to me. We have schools in struggling communities, very low-income families, who deserve a great education. But the way the wording was selected in the bill on the first end, it got by everybody. Nobody caught it the first time. But there are many, many schools that are not eligible because of the wording. And all I'm recommending is we change the wording. There are many schools in African-American communities in particular, but other communities that aren't eligible, and that was not the original intent of the bill. And I've just said, let's fix this now, and let's get it right.
Should that bill get caught up in the political process? Should it be moved forward with implementing the new funding formula? They say they can't without this.
Oh, they can. I believe they absolutely can. Does not create chaos. They could implement it. And what they should do is make the changes that we've recommended. This was brought to us. Actually, many Democratic legislators brought this issue to me and said, we've got to fix this because there are many schools in their districts that got inadvertently excluded from the funding. So we should fix this.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody. God bless you guys.